It's me, it's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
This is the Slickster, the Doctor of Style, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
On Wrestling with Problems, we deal with two things, wrestling and problems. On the wrestling side, we cover the major feds as well as the indies. As far as problems go, we cover our problems, American problems, and world problems. Sometimes the problems are even related to wrestling. Every week, comedian King David Lane and wrestler, promoter Chris Best discuss the best and especially the worst in the world of wrestling with a heaping dose of comedy. Check us out live on VOCNation.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here, you get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is a War Machine Rhino, and you're listening to In the Room. And if you don't like it, I'll find you and rip you in half with a gore. We'll be right back.
shit. Indeed it is. I feel like doing something a little Christmassy today. Something bluesy, something swaggery, something rock and rolly. What do you think?
I'm kind of curious where you're going with this. What do you got?
Well, I got a place I'm going. I can show it to you. It goes kind of like this.
All right.
All right, that was a little weird. Not quite what I expected, but welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to In the Room on the VOC Nation Radio Network. That was Lady Diesel, by the way. I thought I'd try something different, Matt, and that's what I get for my effort.
Right. There you go.
Who booked this crap? 914-338-1885. Welcome, Look ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, one. Welcome all. I'd rather be in China, right?
I didn't
in the room
of the
BOC Nation.
What do you mean?
BOC Nation Radio Network. Brady Hicks here, and I am excited to talk with all you guys tonight. I think we're going to have a fun time. Also joining us, the lovely Kathy Fitz. What's going on, Kathy?
Not much, Brady. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad that everything worked out okay for you today. I know you had a little bit of a scare there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm glad everything's okay. We also have the one and only maestro of professional wrestling, Papa Stro. How you doing, my friend?
Ah, great to be here with you guys. What a musical lack of introduction there.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I should play some Mariah Carey or something just to make up for it. And And back once again, it's been a couple weeks, but we're so happy to have him. Maniac Matt Grimm back on the air. Matt, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I got beer is flowing, so life is good.
Speaking of beer, for those who are tuning in, and I see we have a couple callers and stuff that we haven't had in a while, I just want to remind everybody that next week is a very special time of the year. It's the only show each and every year that I can record, Matt. I can do the entire show, and then I can listen to it for the first time, having heard none of it. It's always an amazing time, the Drunken Episode. I invite you all to join and be a part of it. That's next Tuesday night at 9 Eastern right here. I'm going to be drinking. Matt, I can only assume by your week-to-week behavior that you'll be drinking, and I'm sure a lot of other people will as well.
I'll break out my sharp.
So it'll be fun. Yeah. Yes. And we'll get through it together. The same as we're going to get through it together tonight, guys. I feel like it should be an interesting show. We can certainly talk about TLC. Tables, ladders, and chairs. A so-so show, I guess you'd say, with another silly main event. But, I mean, you know what? It's all good. My expectations are so low at this point as far as things. The match that I said would be the match of the year between Drew McIntyre and AJ Styles, no idea what happened there, Matt. But not the match of the year, not by a long shot. Maybe it was because of The Miz. Who, by the way, has a gripe, I got to say, because John Morrison handed in the briefcase. He could turn around and say, I never cashed it in.
Mm-hmm.
There's always the Muppet Show. You can introduce the Muppet Show. This is like a great show of frogs.
You know, when I was little, my parents had to tell me that they canceled the Muppet Show. And they did that because I was scared of the monsters and the pillars, the big hairy guys, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which, like, ironically, I live near Fishtown now, and half the people down there look like the big scary monsters with all the hair. You know? But back then, I was legitimately terrified. I can remember going over my aunts and uncles and all my cousins talking about the Muppet Show, and that was how I found out that my parents had lied about it going off the air.
Uh.
Oh well. Que sera, sera. 914-338-1885. So that, you know, we can talk about TLC. Full disclosure. Now, I read the results for TLC. And again, I would have been happy if they just played Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls for 3 hours. I would have been all right with that. But, in all seriousness, you know, I didn't finish watching the pay-per-view. I did take time to read the results. Raw, I have no idea what happened. So as far as ramifications, like last week, I was talking about a major angle, Kathy, that if I had watched Raw, I would have known that Lana got taken out of the match and that Rat Boy wasn't just spewing his rat rumors that Charlotte was actually – the whole thing I could have known had I watched Raw. But I didn't. So this week I'm going to come right out and say it. I didn't watch Raw. I'm still catching up on everything. So if there's anything that you guys feel is important that I need to know, I know the Hurt Business is a tag team champion.
You missed your favorite person on a swing.
Yeah.
I did see that. I did see that because she very kindly put that on Instagram. Which is really my favorite WWE brand at this point, Instagram. Their Instagram brand is amazing. Oh, man. So that's where we are tonight. 914-338-1885. And we can definitely talk about TLC. I know AEW is doing the crossover stuff with Impact Wrestling. I tried to watch the Impact Wrestling end of it. And there are some people that I really like in TNA or Impact or whatever you want to call it, Kathy, but by and large, that show was hideous compared to what AEW does. I could not get through an episode of Impact Wrestling, and I don't even want to try and do another crossover one, especially if Kenny Omega isn't going to leave his butt. It just seems silly to even try. So no more crossovers for me. I got too much important stuff to watch. Too much important stuff. Like, Matt, I've been watching this show called Zoo on Netflix. Have you ever heard of this? It's amazing.
Is that the one where like all the animals band together to like throw an uprising against humanity?
Yes. Yes. And there are three seasons of this amazing piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? Yeah. I'm about halfway through the first season. Yeah. Okay. Through the first season.
They're probably protesting about the flips like JR was AEW.
Probably, yeah. What do you say, standing there in a coil just waiting for everybody? And then one of the guys, I forget who it was. Nobody important, because I don't remember the name, but probably one of their dark guys. But he was advertising their match. And he said, you know, excited to go stand out by the ring, stand in a coil and catch a guy when he dives onto us. And it's like, why would you mock Jim Ross? That guy has more experience than, like, that whole company put together.
Yeah,
well, maybe not put together. Yeah, maybe not put together, but certainly. Granted, I mean, he's more angry than drunk, but still, like, he gets it. And they'd be really smart to listen to him sometime. I don't know.
They would.
And the craziest one in the bunch is one of his biggest supporters, Darby Allin. he agrees
with
him.
He is batty. He is, yeah. Meanwhile, he's the one doing the coffin drop onto 8 million people. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so 914-338-1885. Kathy, I see, by the way, we have a couple callers in the queue, including Mike. And I'm going to get to Mike shortly, Kathy. But he has a new second favorite wrestler, if you can believe it, Kathy.
No.
Yep. his heart is big enough for two, as they say. The same goes for me, but they just call it an enlarged heart. You know, there's a difference there.
Is she a blonde?
Oh, my God.
No, she's a brunette, and her name is Dr. Britt Baker, DDS. That is Mike's second favorite.
Okay.
Maybe even first favorite at this point. We'll talk to Mike shortly. I got to learn all about this.
Wow.
Adam Cole's girlfriend.
Yeah,
yes.
That's great.
Yes, but I like Mike's chances. You know, Kathy, I called two Britt Baker matches in my young career.
Really?
Both with ECWA. Yep. She was part of the Super 8 tournament a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, 914-338-1885, so we can talk about all that. Also, somewhat significant, Matt, is and I only say this, it's not that she's not going to get old, and it's not that she doesn't always win, and it's not like just because it's the same old, but because it's a legitimate star. And they're going to need more legitimate stars as they build toward the Royal Rumble again. So Charlotte Flair is back, which I think is a very good thing for television, because I think their women's division has been struggling a little bit lately. So I think having Charlotte on TV can only help. I just hope that they find a way to use her differently, you know, because I feel like all those Raw matchups that she had, she's gone through everybody.
Yes. That's they need to do something different with her. And it's kind
and
of a
I
good thing that
yeah.
Well, it's a
Go
good
ahead,
thing
sorry.
WWE pipes in their own cheers right now, because you wouldn't be able to hear, you can't hear the audience actually booing Charlotte when she comes out.
What kind of losers pipe in their own cheers, you know?
Right? God.
I mean, it's
right.
Who would do that?
Can you imagine if Vince McMahon somehow had the power to order the fans to robotically give thumbs down signs to all the wrestlers that he actually wants them to receive it?
It's crazy.
It's too much.
I'm surprised they haven't
been
like
one man to wear.
They should go with
thumbs up themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hook them up to Twitter. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe
right?
like a CGI crowd, you know, and then they can really control everything that they do.
You just do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just have like 20,000 of that guy that was surprised when The Undertaker lost at WrestleMania.
Oh,
it'll be
the
amazing.
Guys.
Yeah. I still get friend requests at least a minimum of 5 a week from people who have that guy as their profile picture. So it's kind of become a cult classic.
Yeah.
He's my hero.
Pretty cool. So, yeah, so that's where we are tonight. And there was something else I wanted to bring up now, and it slipped in my mind, and I apologize about that. All I can say is, I guess, Roman Reigns is amazing. And all those people who fought back for so long that he shouldn't turn bad. I hope they feel pretty silly right now, because that was exactly what he needed to breathe some life into his persona. And so many of us said it. Now imagine how compelling John Cena would have been if they did it for him for a year.
God, right?
You know? Because he was so hokey. And Roman Reigns, suffering succotash, that guy was getting there.
Suffering succotash?
He said it. Roman
yeah,
Reigns said it. I didn't say that.
That was awful.
Yeah, so. So anyway, so this has been truly a remarkable year. And, you know, in addition to all this wrestling news, I definitely want to talk with people about some of their favorite memories from 2020, and we'll do this next week as well. I want to give people some time to think about it, and because I don't think it's all been bad. For example, I may not have agreed with the final presentation, Matt, but I really applauded WWE for doing an empty arena WrestleMania and creating the Thunderdome and just trying different things, you know. AEW, you know, they were the first ones to put the wrestlers in the crowd when they couldn't have fans. And it was like
right. These
promotions trying something just to get it going, you know, just to make it look like it should look, you know, to give it that feel of a wrestling show. I admire that they tried that. And I wish that they had found a way to kind of get there sooner, but at some point I think we all just kind of got used to nobody being there.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. unfortunately. And I find it ironic, too, because we come up on the one-year anniversary of the Royal Rumble, which not just of 2020, but is one of my favorite pay-per-views in the last probably 5 or 10 years. The Royal Rumble, of course, the Drew McIntyre won and all that stuff. To me, it was great. It had just about everything you could want out of a super show. And I can't imagine, even begin to imagine, how they could replicate that kind of excitement without having a crowd there. I would almost say, let's just skip the Royal Rumble for this year until we can get crowds back. Because the thing is built on emotion.
Yeah. It's like you say, so much of it is built on the reaction that someone is going to get when they come out or when they eliminate somebody or when they win, and it's just not going to work right without it.
No. I struggle with that. Stroh, can you imagine doing that kind of a show? And, you know, like we as fans, we get the piped in noise and stuff. Like, I was thinking of this about football the other day, too. Like, we as fans, like, you know, we get all this noise and stuff like that on the TV. You almost forget that there's not people there. But when you're there, it's like crickets. It's like dead silence. I can't even imagine trying to, like, replicate that.
If you think about it, I mean, that's the last real reaction Drew McIntyre had with him winning the Rumble. In front of people before all this stuff.
I know. It's a shame, too, because I think that that guy would have been huge this year. I think he would have been even bigger than he was.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, and I'm not sure why, but Drew McIntyre went from being kind of a main event guy to being another guy that they're pushing. It's clear to me that he's been leapfrogged by Roman Reigns, which is a shame. And it's clear to me that, to a certain extent, he's been leapfrogged by Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt, which I think is really a shame. I mean, the fact that they open that show on Sunday with a WWE title match, that irks me, Kathy. You know, the traditionalist in me says, Drew McIntyre is the WWE champion. There shouldn't be anybody that's closing the show after him. So, anyway, I don't know if that bothers anybody else, but it does bother me. It does. 914-338-1885. Yeah.
By the way, you mentioned Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens. What a match they had at TLC. It was really good.
You know what? I can't wait to watch it. Everything I've read, it's been amazing. It absolutely has been amazing. So, yeah, definitely. Definitely have to check that out this week. I got so much friggin' wrestling to catch up on. And it's like, Matt, I only want to do it when I'm working. Because, like, if I do it when I'm, like, just laying there, like, I will get so bored. And I'll end up just watching my phone the entire time doing other stuff. And I'll end up missing it anyway. At least when I'm, like,
yep.
If I'm sitting at my desk working. And I have that kind of a job. Even, like, when I'm in the office, I can sit there and I can put wrestling on my phone, listen on the Bluetooth, and I can, like, work the entire day and digest wrestling shows all day. And that's fine because I'm doing other stuff. I cannot anymore lay in bed and watch wrestling at night. That's why I never watch it live anymore, because I can't, Kathy. I just can't. The worst thing about going to a live show, Matt, is you can't fast forward through it.
Yeah. Really is the worst part of it.
Yeah. So I'm curious how other people do it. I really am. On VOC Nation this week, we bolstered the lineup. And I want to talk about this real quick just for people who are interested. VOCNation.com, as you guys know, we kind of had like the somewhat of a merger with Bill Apter and One Wrestling, you know, a couple weeks ago. And Bill and his staff have joined VOC Nation. And that includes, by the way, Bill Apter is going to be doing a periodic podcast of his own. It's called the Apter Chat Podcast. He put up the first one yesterday, and Matt, it was amazing. He interviewed himself, and he just was telling all these old stories, and the thing is less than 10 minutes, and he's going to do it a couple times a month, and it's amazing. I absolutely recommend people check that out on the front page. It's called the Apter Chat Podcast. He had a tremendous story, Stroh, about how Jack Briscoe helped get him in the business. And you guys got to listen to this thing. It's
awesome.
It's absolutely, it's very, very cool. Bill Apter is also going to be part of Wrestling with History, which drops every Wednesday, starting in January. He also is the exclusive video provider, so if you go to the video content section of VOCNation.com, he updates this at least once or twice a day. Right now he's got an interview with Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, that he did not too long ago. So it's just kind of, it's cool. Like, it's top-notch stuff. And if you want to subscribe, there's a link there to click on it and go to Bill Apter's YouTube and subscribe, and you'll be the first one to know when these things link or, you know, when these things drop. But they're all up on VOCNation.com, so you got to be sure to check them out. Also, the editorial section, and this has been huge for VOC as well. So not just Bill, but also his talented team of writers, including Jay Shannon, Sal Lasardo, Don Murphy. You know, Matt, they're doing recaps of all the wrestling shows. They're making predictions. They're just offering commentary almost every day of the week. We're getting new articles and editorials being dropped in there, and it's just amazing. So I recommend people check out the new revamped editorial section of VOCNation.com as well. So lots and lots and lots of great stuff there. Bill Apter, ironically, Kathy, as old as this guy is, he's injecting some youth into our, you know, our, some energy into the into the proceeding. And he ain't young, Kathy.
No, he's not.
I'm just kidding.
He's surprised anything.
You know what? He's going to outlive me. That's almost a certainty. oh, man. So 914-338-1885. So that's all, just all stuff I just want you guys to chew over, and we can talk about whatever you like tonight. One more thing, Matt. I brought it up last week. I know you weren't here. It seems inevitable that Sting is going to face Cody in AEW. And, like, while I don't mind that, it just, you know, if anyone were to accuse Cody of trying to be like Triple H, to me this would be the thing that really drilled it home. If they get the NWO and DX involved, I will never watch AEW again. I can promise you that. I don't mean that. But if they find a way, but in all seriousness, am I wrong here, Matt? I want Sting to fight Arn Anderson. I want to see him fight Jake Roberts, like Tully Blanchard. Like, I want to see the old guys get in the ring. Because
yeah,
they were so much better. Like, it was special back then.
Yeah, I think the problem is that we want to go back to a time that no longer exists.
I know.
It sucks.
And believe me, I'm cheap. I tried to squeeze the toothpaste back into the tube. It just won't go.
You know, I think Tully still could go, though.
I do, too.
He's still in pretty good shape.
He trained his daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, her and Matt, you know, he and Magnum, T.A., yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. So amazing stuff, you know, just amazing stuff. And is that about it? Yeah, I think that's about it. All right, everybody have a great week. No, I'm only kidding. What we'll do.
Merry Christmas.
What we'll do, yeah, seriously, Merry Christmas. I think what we'll do is we'll take a real quick commercial break. We'll get that out of the way, and then we'll dive in with the callers, and we'll see what you guys think about this. Again, 914-338-1885 is the number to call in, and this is In the Room on the VOC Nation Radio Network, and we will be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation.
This is the Slickster, the Doctor.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here, you get ready to get nasty.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists, and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Since 2012, HIAC Talk Radio has been bringing you the best of independent wrestling and wrestling on the worldwide scale, with interviews and other segments now featuring The Wrestling Historian with Craig Ligon every Thursday night at 6 p.m. at VOCNation.com, or go to your Android or iPhone and type in VOC Nation Radio Network and subscribe to the greatest wrestling podcast network in the world. Listen to HIAC Wrestling Podcast today.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali. To let you know, you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, sir, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertainment.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. It's so hard to believe that it's Christmas week already. But I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more excited. Christmas on Friday and the drunken show next Tuesday. It's just going to be an amazing week right here at VOC Nation. And I hope you guys all stay tuned to the madness and listen as it ensues. before we really get into it with the callers, Stro, what do you got going on this week, man?
Well, the party of Christmas continues this Thursday night on WCW Retro, having a special Christmas episode, absolutely, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com this Thursday, so come join us if you can. And this Friday, Friday night, Christmas Day, right? horror sci-fi show, The Scro Zone, on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ScroTheMaestro. At midnight Eastern Standard Time. And the feature for this Friday night, to kick the holidays off right, is Night of the Living Dead from the 1960s.
Nice. That's a classic. I'll take it.
Yeah.
914-338-1885 is the number to call and get in touch with us here tonight. We have a bunch of callers in the line. And we are going to get to you guys in short order, so rest assured on that. I want to start things off by going to our good friend Mike. My favorite caller. Definitely up there.
Hey, first of all, I'm at the great I'm in the great Taco Bell parking lot, Concord, eating Jack in the Box food.
What are you doing? You're doing contraband. Why are you doing that?
When I call you guys, I always park the Jack in the Box. That's the only place I get away to talk, you know, without anybody listening. It's
the,
pretty cool.
The only place where they accept this podcast, so.
Yeah.
It's okay, Mike. When I call in, I'm usually calling in from some dark closet where nobody can hear me.
Well, we've got the cute girls here. The cute girls work at Jack in the Box, but the best food is... I mean, the cute girls work at Taco Bell, the best food is Jack in the Box. Oh,
which ones are better?
What's funny is, guys my age, I'll be 60 in January, right? And guys my age usually need Viagra. I need ladies wrestling. That's what helps me out. It's me. So,
You know, Mike, the girls have a term for guys like you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's called grandpa.
We'll have to check that out.
My tooth
was really hurt me this week, and my dentist canceled on me at the last minute. So.
Uh-oh. Who'd you call?
Can you set me up? Can you set me up with Dr. Britt Baker?
Absolutely. What do you think, Kylie? You think she can squeeze him in?
That's
an office appointment. I mean, an office appointment.
Brady, stop it.
That's what I meant. Obviously.
Yeah, no. Hey, I stay up late till 3 or 4 in the morning just watching the ladies wrestling matches and stuff on YouTube.
You crack me up.
It all started when I started watching Glow. I got out of service, and Mel told me, he says, Mike, can you start taping all these old wrestling matches for you? And I don't mean to say this, Malcolm, but I said, the heck with you, I'm going to tape Glow. You know, so I started taping Glow, and I started getting into it. And first one I really got into was Velvet Sky, and then I used to watch, what was it, TNA.
I was
going to
say, that's not Glow. Yeah.
No, that was after Glow. And then I saw Velvet, I mean.
Still illuminating, though.
Alexa Bliss, she was in TNT, remember? No, not TNT. She started on NXT, and I fell in love with her, man. I thought she was an awesome wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, a pretty girl, you know, a beautiful wrestler. And
I hardly noticed, it. Mike. I just fell in love with her wrestling ability. The chain wrestling, the catch as catch. Like George Hackenschmidt.
Wow.
They're getting tired of me, Mike. Time to get the hook.
No, but Mel got mad at me. Mike, you're supposed to chase this wrestling match for me between Hogan and Sting or something. I just. Well, no, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it, man. I got carried away, you know. Then I took Malcolm to some of the wrestling matches when he got out of service. He wanted to see Hulk Hogan, and they had this match. And I didn't know I'd done this, but Mike, you were drunk and you were cutting up, and I saw this lady with Steve Austin. I guess they're wrestling one of these arenas and stuff, and. I got carried away. I wouldn't do this now, but this was when I was stupid and didn't know any better. But I told this lady, Lady Blossom. I must have been nuts or something. But
I remember that. You telling me that, yeah.
Yeah, I told Mal said, Mike, you're embarrassing us. And I says, I didn't know what I was doing. I was drunk, you know. So I got carried away. But I had fun, but.
Just tell them you misspoke.
I met her at the Cauliflower Alley.
You didn't tell her who you were, did you?
No. but, no, man, I have a lot of fun. I had fun when I went to the Cauliflower Alley Club. We Mal and I had a good time. We got to meet a lot of the Glow Girls, and it was just awesome. Mm-hmm. But Alexa Bliss will always be my favorite wrestler, but I love the women's wrestling. It's like Mal Venus says, hello, ladies, you know?
What is it about women's wrestling over guys wrestling?
Mal says Mal Venus good. He can do that good.
Hello, ladies.
I just can't help it. I love ladies wrestling. You know, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You know?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm on board, Mike. I'd be called a pervert if I say it too much, you know?
Oh, no, I don't feel like that at all. I just have fun with it. You know, it's a lot of guys my age are hitting the chair tail or the rocking chair, you know.
You're hitting the Taco Bell and the Jack in the Box.
Heck yeah. You got to live once, you know. It has fun.
Well, Mike, I know you've been watching a lot of AEW lately. I mean, aside from Britt Baker, what kind of stuff are you enjoying there?
Oh, I love AEW. I can't wait for tonight. You know, it's like, I still like WWE, but it's not, it's the same old thing, you know? I met Bayley with Malcolm when we were younger. 2011, mm-hmm. I met Bayley. She loved Mal. She had a crush on Mal. She has a T-shirt of Malcolm
Why not?
With a snake on. She has a T-shirt. I'll send you the picture if I can find it. But there's
yeah,
a picture
please.
Of Bayley. There's a picture of Bayley. She has a T-shirt, and she has a picture of Mal on it with the snake around his neck and everything. And Mal, every time Mal used to go to Big Time Wrestling, him and Bayley used to hang out. I thought it was his girlfriend, you know, and she liked Mal. She got a kick out of Mal. And then I got to meet, do you remember Shotzi Blackheart? She wrestled in Concord, California. And,
the Green Hill girl, right? Isn't that the green haired girl?
Yeah. I met her. She was real nice to me and Mal. And I said, well,
okay.
I watched you in Concord, you know, and now she's on TV all the time, you know, so you can't see her anymore.
She drives a tank.
Yeah, and then Penelope Ford, I like watching her. She's awesome. And,
yeah, she's a Philly girl.
Oh, cool. I love that.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, I was going to ask you this. Do they still have the arena football? Do you remember the Philadelphia arena football? They had those hot cheerleaders for the arena. They were the arena.
I don't remember that. I mean, I remember the arena football. I don't remember that. So
they were some good-looking girls, man.
Okay. Okay. You reminded me, actually. Melissa Coates, who a lot of people know as the genie for Sabu. She's a long-time wrestler, and she was with Ohio Valley and WWE Developmental and stuff. And she was a lingerie football league player back in the day,
oh, yeah,
I think, black,
yeah,
back in
yeah.
the back in the 90s, if I'm correct about that. She's a very nice girl. I mean, you know, I go way back with her and stuff, but, like, she actually had to have one of her legs amputated a couple weeks ago. It was very sad.
For the lingerie football?
No. She had some sort of a blood clot or something, and she lost her leg.
Hey, I was going to ask you about lingerie football. How do those girls keep their clothes on? You know?
Never really thought about it.
This sounds like a Cinemax late night
movie or
something.
This is like In the Room After Dark.
Literally.
This is my drunk episode. I'm just having fun, guys.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Are you going to be able to call in next week for the drunken show?
I don't drink, but I'll try and call in. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't have to. I will, but I'm not going anywhere. You know.
Okay.
Sort of like a metaphor for life, Matt. I'm not going anywhere, so I might as well.
Right.
Can you help me get rid of this girl in the Philippines? She said, Mike, I'm a single mom. I told her, I said, look, I'm old enough to be your grandpa, you know. And she says, I'm looking for a single guy. I'm a single mom with two kids. And I go, the hell with that? You know, I don't want kids. I'd rather have
sex. Oh, you're cracking me up in the chat.
I remember that. That was in the Navy. We were in the Philippines, right? We sit down at a table. It's just a true story. These girls, I never had sex or anything, never had to this day, right? So I go to the Philippines, my buddies go, Mike, we're gonna get you drunk, and we drink San Miguel beer. The girls would sit at the table and they say, buy me drink, you know. Real cute girls, you know. And so a lot of guys that can't get laid over there, they get married. They end up marrying the girls and bringing them back to the States, you know. So,
that's the easiest way. Yeah.
So this girl, she lived in Manila. She gave me the keys to her apartment. She said, meet me here after I get off work. And she said, take a shower. And I said, there's no water. She said, you know what they use for a shower? They use a bucket of cold water. You got to pour over yourself. And
what are you
that's
talking
your shower.
About, Mike?
When I was in the Philippines, the girls.
Mike, you know how they get the Filipino bride, you know, the mail order brides? You know how they get the Filipino ones over here? You know how they send them?
No.
In a Manila envelope.
Waka, waka, waka.
I know.
I'm still
Oh, Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Oh, you too, man. I don't usually talk like
think?
This, but I'm just having fun, guys. I'm just having fun.
Yeah, I know. I know you are, and I am too. What did you think when you saw Alexa Bliss on the swings?
I haven't seen that.
She's on the swings this week.
The one you see me, the one you sent today, that was great. That was beautiful.
That was great. Fantastic writing.
If you run into
that stuff
Baker,
writes itself.
Tell her I need a dentist appointment.
Matt, you know, it's like this stuff. All kidding aside, Matt, this stuff should be easy. Like, do you remember how big the Man Show got back in the day? And that was just girls jumping on trampolines. It couldn't have been much simpler. The writing never got stale on that show. Yeah. Of course, they also knew not to make it a 3-hour show, and they also went off the air way before 40 years. But still.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Randy should have RKO'd her.
Hey,
well, that would have been
hoping.
Funny. Especially if you did the pose after.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, Mike. What if he did the pose and then he set her on fire while he did the pose? You know?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Mike, take care, brother, and hope to talk to you next week. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Take care of yourself, brother. You doing anything special for Christmas?
Yeah, I got to watch ladies wrestling.
Sounds like a holiday to me. All right. I know Malcolm's not in the area, so.
Tremendous.
You guys
take
are
care,
awesome,
brother.
Man. Take care.
You're
man,
awesome,
brother.
Too.
You're the man.
I love you, man.
Okay, I love
I'll
you
talk
too,
to you real
man.
Soon. See you, brother.
All right, brother.
Bye. Man, I'll tell you what. I have no regrets when it comes to Mike. We have no problem expressing our feelings for one another, so.
The gloves are off, right?
What is this? Well, this chat is lit, as they say.
Lit.
914-338-1885. Oh, boy. It's hard to believe we'd only been on the air for an hour. It feels like four.
Right.
What's going on, Granny? Granny Hulkster. How you feeling?
I'm okay.
Good. Are you symptom free now?
Well, I
you
never had any symptoms, Brady. I mean,
yeah,
I never had anything. I mean, I still think it was a false positive, but
you
it
know
is what
sold
it is,
that.
So
You no-sold it. You were like Goldberg.
Well, I mean, I never was sick. I mean, I never had a fever. I never, you know, I didn't have any. I just had a sinus headache. That's all I had. I mean, that was it.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm good, so.
Well, geez, you know, like I was reading the symptoms, Granny, and it's like, you know, headaches, trouble breathing, you know, like the tired. This is all just like my everyday. Like, how am I supposed to know?
I didn't have any of that other stuff, I mean, at all, so.
Okay, yeah.
I neither did
you taste
everything
okay?
I neither did my son. Yeah, I never lost my sense of smell or my taste. I mean,
I think that's got to be the worst part of it. Well, aside from,
I never, I never, and neither did my son. So we were never, none of us were sick. So we were all good.
And your husband never tested, positive, right? So.
He tested negative.
Yeah.
And then he just did the quarantine for the 2 weeks when I found out I had tested positive, but it doesn't look like he's going to have his job after next week. So
I'm sorry.
They're basically forcing him to retire, but they're making a joke out of it because they know that he doesn't know how to run a computer, and his boss came to him the other day, oh, well, do you know anything about working a computer? Can you build a fence? I mean, they're making a joke out of this, Brady, and, you know, it's really making me mad because he's been with the county for like almost 49 years since 1972.
Wow.
And you know, they're creating jobs for other people. The county judge, his assistant is older than my husband and he has a job, and the judge created a job for his assistant's nephew, but yet they can't let my husband work at least another year and let him retire on his own terms. They're basically forcing him out the door, and I think that's discrimination. But there's, with Arkansas, it's a, you know, if they feel like they want to fire you, they can fire you, and they can, and but yet they're telling him, they're not
at
firing
will.
Him. They're just eliminating, they're eliminating his position, but they're not, firing him, but they're eliminating his position as of January 1st. So basically,
they
they are.
Reassign him to something
firing.
Else?
No, because he's never done any. I mean, what he did with the road department, he serviced the county trucks, and then when the judge's assistant started contracting out the county trucks to a local tire and lube place to get the oil changes done. But he ran parts.
Now his job is expendable.
But we'll see, he ran parts and he did other things that they could let him still do for at least another year. But they're basically, and that's discrimination. But that's okay.
And you said
he
was a year away from retirement, right? So
he let him retire on his terms, not forcing him to retire on their terms. You know, but
no, I hear you.
It is
I
what
hear
it
you.
Is, and it's sad. It's not fair to him, you know, because they're treating him like crap, and, you know, especially at the holidays, you know, I mean, they're basically forcing him, you know, to quit. So
no, I'm sorry to hear
it
that,
is what
and
it is.
And what a horrible Christmas that is, yeah.
Well, you know, and
after the year we've all been through.
Yeah, and I had my cousin that was living with my mom. See, I had a cousin that moved in with my mom like a year and a half ago after her mom passed, after her mom, which was my dad's middle sister, after her mom passed away, she moved in with my mom because she needed a place to stay, so she was helping my mom. Well, I found out today that my cousin passed away at 5:15 this evening. She'd been in the hospital, and she had
COVID,
COPD.
Right?
She never smoked. She tested positive for it, but she had COPD anyway. She had bad lungs, but they had her on. They
well,
ended
that,
up putting her on a ventilator. Well, they ended up putting her on a ventilator, and she was doing better. But then she took a turn for the worse about 3:30 this afternoon. And
oh, my God.
So I
I'm
really
so
feel
sorry.
Bad for her. I feel bad for her kids. Her daughter lives in Florida. Her son lives in Kansas City. And, you know, I feel sorry for my family members, you know, and everything. And I don't know what my mom's going to do now because my mom's getting to the point where she really can't take care of herself anymore. And, I'm going to talk to my brother tomorrow to see maybe if they're going to think about letting my mom move in with my brother and my sister-in-law. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Because she does. She
no,
does.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Granny.
My mom doesn't want to move back to Arkansas, so.
Is your mom health-wise okay? I know you said that she had COVID.
No. Well, she had tested positive for it too, but she was never sick. She was like
okay.
us. She was never sick. But her eyesight's getting worse, and she's going to be, she'll be 80. She'll be 80 years old in August. Next August, she'll be 80 years old. So it's getting worse. She can't take care of herself very good anymore either. So
it sounds like you've got a lot going on, Grant.
You know?
The most magical time of the year, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And I love everybody, you know, I love you guys. You guys are like family to me. And
we
and
love
Stro,
you too.
I got to tell you, I very much enjoyed that interview that you did with Stevie Ray the other night.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It was a good time.
Yeah, we should talk about that. That was cool.
I very much enjoyed listening to that.
Yeah, thank you. So, thank you. It was great catching up with Stevie Ray. He's always been great.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
So.
Granny, you know what I appreciate about you? In spite of all the teasers, you never turned heel on us this year.
And I'm not going to turn heel either.
I thought you were going to.
No. You know I don't like those heels. Matter of fact, on my podcast that I do on Monday nights, there was a guy by the name of Sylvester J. Fox, and I issued him a challenge to call into our podcast. And he did not call in last Monday night because he didn't think we were talking about him. Well, he called in this Monday night, and I informed him that he's talking about being such an impartial commissioner for this show that they're doing, this wrestling show that they're doing up in North Dakota. And I said, Sylvester J. Fox, you don't know how to be impartial because you interfere every chance you get, and you cannot sit there and tell me otherwise. I let him have it. I told him he wasn't enough to call in. I told him he wasn't man enough to call into our podcast. I did. I mean, last Monday, I told him, I said, Sylvester J. Fox, if you think you're man enough to call into this, I'm issuing you a challenge right now to call into this podcast, but you're not man enough to do it. And I know that.
I
roughed him up.
Matt, I love a good manhood strip down. You know, you just tear that away. It's It's so demoralizing.
Well, you guys should see me holler at the bad guys when I go to these independent wrestling shows that I go to. You should hear me holler at these bad guys. I'm not scared of them.
One of these times you're going to start hollering at the good guys, though, and that's when we all got to be worried.
No, I'm not gonna holler. I cheer for the good guys. I cheer for the good guys. Well, I tell you, Matt, I got a funny story to share with you. I had a wrestler about 4 years ago. He was being the heel that night, and they're always telling me to sit down and shut up before I break a hip because I'm 58 years old. So I would have been about 54 when this happened. And he got in my face. He says, "Granny, don't you have a curfew at the nursing home?" And I grabbed my keys out of my purse, and I doubled my fist up, and I had my keys in my hand. I said, "Baby, I don't need no curfew. I got keys to the building," and he ran off screaming.
Pleasure talking to you, Granny.
So, hey, Tommy Dreamer used my cane on Matt Riviera at the last traditional championship wrestling show in 2013. Took it right out of my hand.
That's pretty cool.
And used it on Matt during the show.
New Jack used my cheese grater once. No, he didn't actually. I just made that up. oh, Granny.
But
well,
I do love you guys, and I wanted to call in,
to wish you all a
Merry Christmas, and you know, and is Kathy still on with us?
She's gone now. She had to check out.
She's gone. Well, Merry Christmas, Kathy.
Back.
So,
wherever you but, are. She'll be back next week.
Yeah, so, but you guys are awesome, and so, you know.
Granny, we'll be praying for you. I hope that you find some peace this Christmas, and you get answers for everything that you're looking for.
God is in total control. I have a very good friend that lost his job. Yeah, well, no, listen. I had a very good friend that worked at a local radio station for over 18 years. And basically he got shafted, kind of like what my husband's getting done, you know. And he didn't get to say goodbye to the listeners or nothing like that, or thank the listeners for all the years that he was on this radio station. And he posted something earlier on Facebook tonight that I read, and I had to comment. I said, thank you for sharing this, because I said your situation is so much very similar to David's, and you're reminding me that God is in total control of everything that is happening in our lives, and I have to remember that. And, I mean, it's going to be okay, and God's going to take care of us, and we're going to be all right. It's just sad that the way they're handling it, because I think they could, after my husband being employed for them since 1972, I think they could handle the situation a lot better than what they did.
Yeah, yeah. I would say so. I would say so, Granny. Well, nothing but the best. And have a very Merry Christmas, you and your family.
You too.
We'll be praying for you.
We love you.
Merry Christmas. Love you.
Merry Christmas.
Take care.
Talk
Merry
to you
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man.
Bye-bye. Wow. Yeah, okay. 914-338-1885. Yeah, it's nice, you know. I think people come to the show for a distraction, you know. And I guess it's good that we're able to provide that distraction.
That it is.
He's like, God's in control. And I'm like, I know, that's what I'm scared about. I'm playing, of course. I am playing. Total faith, Matt. Absolute faith. We're just going to lower our heads and buckle on, and just barrel on through here. What's going on, Rat Boy? We're going in order, by the way, guys.
Todd,
you're up after Rat Boy. What's up,
honey? I'm dreaming of a
white Christmas. This is American Idol.
This is like the worst
CD
ever.
After all.
Yeah, it's going to be a wet Christmas. How's that?
It might be white. It's going to be a little white. Don't worry about it, know. But I got some good
news. My living room's
going to
be white.
I got some good news to tell everybody. No, I'm not getting married.
You're going away.
I got good news to tell.
You're going away.
No.
Oh, man.
You're getting committed. You're getting committed.
No.
Let me guess. Is it about you?
Yes.
I should have figured.
Oh, I know. Your cat is pregnant, and you're the father.
No.
Okay. No. All right. Little cat child. Like Battle Cat. That's how Battle Cat was born. You got
laid?
A free gallon of milk from 7-Eleven. That's my next guess.
No.
Let me say
a couple words, okay? Maybe you might get it, okay?
Probably
smile white.
Oh, you're a photographer.
This charade?
No. No, smile white.
Smile white. You're getting teeth.
Yes. I'm finally getting my teeth done.
Oh, good.
Like
the gift that keeps
year.
On giving. That's wonderful.
Do you have any left?
And I got none left. They pulled them all out.
Okay.
I pushed to go back in to get my dentures. And what happened was that that COVID-19 popped around and they stopped everything right there and then.
So they left you toothless.
Yeah, for a whole year. I go back to the dentist.
That's January a whole lot of cranberry 4th. Sauce.
Oh, get out of here. Don't even talk about cranberry sauce.
Have you had a good steak lately?
No, but I'm going to. After I get my dentures put in, hell yeah. I'm getting that steak.
Matt, I shouldn't say that.
Booyah,
they're going to be falling out enough far behind his.
Oh, wow.
I'm supposed to be doing my plates on the 4th of next year.
Okay.
You don't have dental
insurance, do you? What are you doing, this back alley?
Yeah. I got dental
back alley
insurance.
Where are you going, like 7-Eleven?
No. I'm going to a regular dentist.
Dollar
Tree? Her real name is Dr. Baker.
I'm not lying either. I knew you were
going to
look
Her name is Dennis
Dr.
Baker.
Giggles would be great.
I'm not lying.
Dr. Giggles, man.
I'm not lying.
Big fan of Dr. Giggles.
No, I am getting my teeth done. But the big
you
news
need Dr.
is...
Dr. Doolittle. That's what you need, Dr. Doolittle.
That's right, Dr. Doolittle.
I know Dr. Doolittle. The one that talks to the animals. Animals.
Yeah. All right. What else you got, man?
All right. Thank God I was right last week when Charlotte Flair came back.
I hadn't seen Raw, so I didn't realize what you were talking about. I got you now. I feel you.
She's a grand slammer now.
We're arguing about angles, Matt, because I hadn't seen the whole show to know what they did.
Charlotte Flair is a grand slammer.
I told him Lana was going to win the tag title, and I was sure of it, not knowing that they had taken her out the night before.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And now we got Oscar two belt.
I'm so tired of that term, by the way. They need something else.
It was stupid when Becky did it. Yeah, but you know, Oscar might go after Sasha Banks and make it Oscar three belts.
All right, bro, what else? Got anything else?
Gong.
Gong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. You didn't watch Raw last night. I can't say anything.
No, but you can say it. They're so easy. I could start watching it. It's not like you can give me a spoiler. I'll know when I start watching it what's going to happen anyway.
All right, we had the Heart Club, okay, in the ring taking a picture.
Yeah,
Guess who was behind them? Guess who was behind them?
R-Truth,
man. He was crazy as hell.
Was that right?
And taking those pictures like that, and all of a sudden, everybody else came running. That's my boy. Oh, excuse my boy. And please don't forget about the Slammies tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time.
What, Slammies are tomorrow?
Yes.
Why wouldn't they do that
tomorrow? Well, they're doing it on the network at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Why? Do they have so much important programming on Raw that they just couldn't do the Slammies?
I think so. And R-Truth is the host.
Rat Boy, do you have somewhere to go for Christmas?
What?
You have somewhere to go for Christmas?
Yeah. I'm going to my mom and dad's house.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I'll give you Kathy's address if you need somewhere to go.
No. There's somebody else that I really want to go. There's somebody else I really want to go this Christmas, but I don't know. I don't know if she would accept me into the family yet.
I'm sure she'll accept you. Okay. Netter?
Yes, Netter.
Yeah, Matt, the Rat Boy has a crush on my ex-fiance. So,
well, I don't know how that's supposed to work.
I don't know, but I don't know how that's supposed to work. I would love to see it, though. It would be amazing for both of them.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of chemistry between me and her, you know? Somewhere.
You never met her, have you? Well, you never met her, did you?
That's right.
No, I'd like to. I really, really want to meet her. Set up a blind date for us.
In 2021, once you get your teeth, we're going to set that up.
Yeah.
I won't even tell her. That way it's a surprise.
Yes, a surprise.
We'll do it like you jump out of a cake.
I could jump out of a cake. I could jump out of a cupcake if you want me to.
Or like bite through the wall or something, you know? We can do so. We'll figure that out. Logistics. We can figure out the logistics later.
It'd be great.
All right, well, let me go. I want to wish everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas. Please do not drink all the eggnog. Please do not drink all the eggnog.
I promise.
This year, you know.
I don't drink eggnog.
But next week, I'll be on a drunken episode, as drunk as possible, you know, with all these bottles of booze I got here.
I would expect no less. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect
now,
no less.
I still got 3 bottles of vodka here from last year that I never opened up yet.
All right,
crazy
old. Well, Merry Christmas.
Yep, set to go.
Have a great Christmas. And we'll talk to you real soon,
you
bro.
Too.
Tell your family I said hi.
Have a nice Cobra Crush Christmas.
You too. Tell your mom and dad I said hi. I haven't seen them in forever.
All right, I will.
All right, later, homie. Oh. You know, he's going off. By the way, Granny, in case you missed it, yeah, next week is the drunken episode. Please call in if you're around. Same for you, Todd. You're up next. Just give us 1 second. I'm listening to Rat Boy going off, Matt. Actually, like all of our listeners tonight, I've given them like carte blanche, in case you can't tell, you know, to just run wild. And I'm reminded of like the old like ECW commercial, you know, witness the next Kimono Wanna Lay a Dance to top the ECW arena. It's like, you know,
God, I
witness
remember
the night that the me too, man. You know, I broke 3 VCRs watching that commercial.
Gross.
No, I was going to say, tonight is like, witness the night the listeners got to talk as much as they wanted. Oh, man.
We're giving you what you want.
Todd, my brother.
Gentlemen.
How you feeling, man? What's going on?
Merry Christmas, gentlemen. And Kathy,
Merry
I know
Christmas.
You're all here.
Except
I
Kathy,
hope everybody is doing well and everything is going well.
Yeah, things are going. Things are going.
Well, Todd, hello. Stranger, long time.
They're almost
How
gone.
You doing? Been forever.
We missed you, man.
The day. Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, life is what it is. Keeps me busy. You know, it's amazing for somebody that has no life. I stay awful freaking busy.
I hear you.
Just kind of the way
I hear you.
I just, you know, I saw the promo, and I noticed that I'm not included on the list anymore, Brady. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I stopped tagging everybody. Because it was taking so long to tag everybody, and I figure everybody knows the details. The only ones I tagged were Stro and Kathy and Derek.
Record,
it wasn't me, Todd. I swear to God, it wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. I'm always poking the wheel.
I know it was not you, Papa Stro, because I used yours to keep track.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you,
because okay. Papa Stro forwards this show information. Religiously,
yeah.
So.
Oh, good. Yeah, I noticed that. I know. I need a social media team. You know, Todd. I log on to Facebook, and the first 45 minutes are spent just going through everybody that tagged me to see what I need to read and what I don't. And then by the time I go to post anything myself, I don't want to spend 45 minutes coming up with names to add to a list, you know?
No, I get that. Oh, Lord almighty. The truth, you know, my Facebook thing, the first thing I try to do in the morning is run through and make sure I don't miss anybody for their bloody birthdays.
Oh, God.
You know,
yeah, I don't even try to do that anymore.
I'm just like Mongo. I'm a pawn in the game of life.
You should do like the what a do guy or what a day guy. Remember Joe Lowry? What a day, what a day. You could like
what a day.
Come up with like a special post for each person on their birthday.
Yeah. That'd be tremendous.
With like a slick animation.
too much effort there. The work thing. But no, seriously, I wanted to call in and say Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll try to make an effort to call in for the drunken episode. That's always a blast.
Oh, please do, brother. Please do.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to lay down some plastic this year?
Behind the scenes, I had to come up with a limit as far as what I'm allowed to consume so that my bosses don't get angry.
It'd be a good idea because, you know, you do those projectile stuff, so just a thought.
Yeah, no, it was pretty bad. It was Exorcist style, definitely. It was bad, Todd. You know, I started drinking at 5 Eastern, and I was watching Raw from the night before on my DVR, and I started at 5, and I realized at some point that it was taking me longer to watch Raw on DVR than it would have taken to watch it live because I would like fall asleep and like I would be paused on a commercial.
Well, so, you know, that says something about the episode of Raw.
That and the alcohol.
Now I did want to throw this out. You know, Granny said that she didn't have any issues with the COVID stuff. She didn't have any effect on her taste. I really thought it did because she called into the show.
That's great, Doc. Oh, my God. That's the best one yet. Oh, my God. Love it.
Sign this kid up for the roast. You got a future in the business.
You're talking about the roast stuff. Dude, anybody that has Amazon Prime, my Lord, all the old Dean Martin roasts are on there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Nobody got butt hurt back in the day, and they were just they lost their minds on that show. So,
I love
back
it. To Merry
that, Christmas. Those shows were great. Yeah.
Yes,
they
sir.
Got lit.
Yeah, there was cigarettes on the stage, the whole nine yards. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll keep it short. Try not to steal everything. I think I already ran too long. Everybody,
you're fine.
Be safe.
Oh, you're fine.
Take care of yourself. Take care of one another. Again, be safe. Big hugs all. Take care. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I hope to make it next week. No promises.
Merry Christmas, brother.
Brother.
Miss you, man. Love you, dude.
Merry Christmas. All. Be safe.
Are you going home for Christmas? Good.
I am home. I've been home for a little while, and it's been nice. It's y'all know I've been away for a number of years, and it's just it's nice to be home. It's nice to be home.
Good. I'm glad
absolutely.
For you, brother.
Thank
all
you.
The best to you and your family.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Everybody again.
Love
be
y'all.
Safe. Take care.
Big love
hugs
you,
all.
Bye-bye. That was nice. That was touching.
Oh, that joke was great. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
That was awesome.
I'm like, wait a minute. Is he making fun of me? Oh, God. He's good. because you don't give me the opportunity to make fun of him. He just jumps right on it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I'm at a loss, Matt. I mean, here's where we're at. You know, it's almost 10:30. We have flown through all the callers, and I'm plumb out of. I wish I had your idea all lined up with Bray Wyatt and all that.
I know that would be something.
Yeah. But I'm thinking maybe next week. That would be a fun little side game, you know. Yeah.
It will be lit then.
It will be lit. I'm thinking maybe let's call it, you know. I mean, it's a holiday week. Next week, I'm probably going to be in the air for like 8 hours, the way things go. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking let's bring it home early. You guys okay
hey.
With that? Be nice to go to bed early.
I'm with y'all, man. Whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah.
Good show, man.
Okay. Well, okay. Matt, did you have anything you wanted to plug? You're not usually here for the end. That's kind of weird.
No, man. I got nothing. I got nothing to plug. I'm a boring dude.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody should go check out the Slammies tomorrow. In fact, I suspect they should have aired that instead of Raw. Just my guess.
Probably.
Right.
And I'll try and catch up on all the wrestling this week as well, although I don't know when it's going to happen because I have PTO days coming up. So I guess we'll see. Remind everybody, well, first of all, you were on the Stevie Ray thing, but, you know, tell everybody what you got going on the way out.
Thank you, Stevie Ray, for having me on your show last week. It was so much fun catching up with you. Much love, by the way. I'm hoping to have Stevie Ray on the future episodes. WCW Retro down the road. This Thursday night, we're having a special Christmas special on WCW Retro at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com. So if you're not doing anything, come join us Christmas Eve for WCW Retro. And then Friday night at midnight Eastern Standard Time on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StroTheMeister, will be another edition of The Stro Zone, my horror sci-fi show. And the feature for this Friday night will be Night of the Living Dead on Christmas night. So please join us.
You know, you'll be on the air almost when Santa Claus comes on Christmas Eve, I was thinking, because that'll be till 11, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Maybe Santa will stop.
You'll almost be seeing, you know, he might come while you're there. Who knows? Although I was always
hey.
Told you have to be asleep before Santa Claus comes.
Right, that's true.
I mean, Matt, that's what you were taught, right? I mean,
pretty much, yeah. You had to be asleep first for that to actually happen.
It's not the other way around. You fall asleep, then Santa Claus comes. Not the other way around. So anyway, and beware of a white Christmas. So anyway, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, that is going to officially do it for this week. And I apologize that we're cutting it short. It just, you know what? We ran through everything. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in and giving us a great show tonight. We had a lot of fun with you guys. Be sure to tune in next week for the Drunken episode. It's kind of a year look back and everything that has gone on in our lives in the past year and Christmas memories and all that great stuff as well. So don't forget to call in next week for the Christmas episode. Same number, 914-338-1885. Thank you to Kathy, to Stro, to Matt, to Derek, to Ray, to the best casting crew I could ever ask for. Thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. Everybody, take care. Be good to each other. Have a very Merry Christmas. And we will talk to you guys real soon. I love each and every one of you, regardless of what they say. Have a great night. Bye-bye.